Welcome back to our bi-monthly podcast.
Yes, we record once.
Once every 2 months.
Once every blue moon, if you will.
Would that be so funny if we recorded, like... We recorded based on moon cycles.
We record only when there's a half moon, because that's when our energy is the strongest.
When there's a full moon, I charge my crystals and... clickety-clack online.
You clickety-clack online, and I, my werewolf energy is at 100. One time when I was working at Old Navy, one of my managers was once like, it was like night was falling, and she looked outside and she's like, there's gonna be a full moon tonight. And I was like, okay. And then I was like, what about it? And she's just like, full moon. And I said, what are you, a werewolf? And she just looked at me, smiled, and walked away. So
she's a witch.
No, she's a werewolf.
Yeah, I mean, is a werewolf as realistic as a witch?
It depends on your beliefs.
I tend not to believe in werewolves, whereas...
That's because you've never seen one, whereas my manager is fully transformed and revealed herself to be a creature of the night.
Oh, I love that.
Anyway, guys, hello, welcome back. I'm drinking some very watery coffee.
Ooh.
I've got three beverages, a green juice, a coffee, and a water, just to keep things interesting.
I meant to ask you, what do you, like, how do you make your green juice? Like, do you buy it, or do you make
my roommate, Emma, got this... Like, her old job, they used to just give her free shit all the time. And she got this, like, green juice powder. So it has, I guess it's, like, all of the shit, but, like, crystallized. So you just mix it into water. And it's actually not bad.
I had crystallized.
And I'm a green juice bitch, ready for the runway.
You are. I used to, like, try and make a green juice. And, like, every recipe is exactly the same. It's, like... lemon and ginger.
Yeah.
It's always so disgusting. I'm like, I'm not fucking drinking this.
Yeah. I read the ingredients for this one, and it was like, there's crystallized coconut flakes in it. And I don't know. I think it's tasty. And I'm just believing that it has the health properties that a regular green juice does. It tastes like a green juice, and I need a green juice because I'm a tad hungover.
Yeah, me too. I should be drinking water. I have a
You're
little
full. Iced coffee.
I'm an idiot. I have a little iced coffee left. I might have a water in my purse.
That is the funniest thing. You guys, one time Connor and I were just like sitting, and he was like, ugh, I should be drinking some water. And then he was like about to get up and go grab one, and he's like, wait, do I have water in my purse? But he just, like, he fully meant, like, he's, like...
my, like, backpack.
Your canvas bag.
Yeah.
He's like, do I have water in my purse?
Do I have water in my purse?
Like, he fully said this, and I was, like, your purse? And he just looked at me, like, yeah. But then he realized his word choice.
Like, dumb bitch mistake.
And, yeah, I mean, we're not against any man that wants to carry a purse. He doesn't own a purse.
It was just a total slip. Yeah, it was really funny. I have a little water in my purse, so...
I love that.
Hopefully this will sustain me for this 6-hour episode.
This is so funny. I'm literally double-fisting coffee and green juice. Like, if you could see my expression in my hands right now, it's honestly smart. Hilarious.
That's smart.
Thank you. And, you know, I haven't edited this podcast yet, but I'd just like to apologize in advance in case anyone can hear any sirens or any children screaming. I do live next to a playground, which is fine normally, but it does pose some complications when recording a podcast, because if you guys don't know, children do like to scream, and they don't scream at anything in particular. They just scream. They just do it. Scream. So, yeah. You know, that's what's fun about kids. You know, only in New York, baby. I'm trying to keep my voice at a soft, dulcet tone because I'm truly afraid that I'm so loud. But, you know, again, this is what podcasting is all about. This is the first episode we haven't recorded together in a while. This is the first episode we haven't recorded together since, like, the beginning of the year.
That's crazy. And I mean, our podcasts aren't frequent.
But they are special.
They are special. So it's like, it's a special occasion when we record.
Exactly. Like, and you know, I have had people ask me. I've had people say, hey, when's the new episode coming out? And so, you know, if my audio is too loud, then I guess you'll just have to deal with it. Because if you want a podcast, that's just the way it goes. What? Is there a firecracker going off? Yeah, see, this is what I'm talking about. Also, recording a podcast this close to 4th of July on a Sunday is tricky behavior.
What are your 4th of July plans, Coleman? I'm just kidding.
I will be lighting the firecrackers. No, I will not.
You're going to put two on your... on your titties.
On both nipples.
You're going to tape them on, light them up, run around your neighborhood.
Have a glass of Bacardi 151 and yeah. Just, you know.
And live your
go
life.
Go full crazy.
Yeah.
That's all I've ever wanted.
That's what you do on 4th of July. I don't know what you guys do.
But 4th of July, I hate 4th of July. It's such like a...
It's also like... fuck America.
Absolutely.
I'm not celebrating America right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's like, who's going to celebrate America? Oh, my God.
What is that?
I don't know. It's firecrackers, I'm sure.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, it's like, what's the fun of a firecracker? It's daylight. It's
1 o'clock in the afternoon.
1 p.m. on a Sunday. Anyway, but yeah, who wants to celebrate America in this political climate? It's a travesty.
Yeah, absolutely not. I think my big plans... are like, I'm getting my hair cut that day, and
I love it.
That's what I do.
Get your hair cut, come home, do nothing. I think I'm working that day. Well, I mean, I requested to work that day because we can have the day off, but I requested to work because I would like holiday pay, and
God. Yeah.
I just can't take a weekday off. Like my bank account won't allow it. My rent went up by $30.
What? That's fucking crazy, dog.
It is, but you know, anyway, but also 4th of July is just such like a holiday that feels so filled with machismo and just disgustingness. It's also like the American flag is so ugly and it feels like a flip-flop holiday, which I'm automatically against because, like, who wears flip-flops? Like, gross.
I wear Birkenstocks. Does that count?
No, because those are sandals and they look cute on you.
Thank you.
So, different strokes for different folks.
Thank you. What are your feelings on men in sandals? I feel like everyone hates that. But
I do too.
Well, I will die with my Birkenstocks.
No, well, I don't hate men in sandals. I don't hate you in sandals because I love you. But hey, men in sandals. I hate straight men in sandals. I just hate straight men and everything that they do.
Yeah, well, that's the real problem.
Gay men can wear sandals across the board.
I love it.
Straight men, it's a no.
I know, I love it.
I know, I love it. Yeah, I guess we're all caught up. Yeah. I wanted to give a top of the show shout out to my big fan of the show, my friend James.
Molly Shannon
and James. My good friend James always listens, always is requesting for more, sending in topics, which I have none of. Well, one of them was to drink alcohol, and I'll tell you right that I can't do that right now.
We're not doing all that.
I already have three beverages. I can't add a fourth. But just big shout out, big SO to friend of the show. Also shout out to Kate Klein. She lives in Japan. She'll know.
Okay. Wow, a lot of shout outs to make.
Just the two.
I do not.
Just the two. A shout out to Jennifer Lopez as well. Still don't like Tenero, but
I do.
We did watch Enough last night, and I'll tell ya,
that was a classic. That was a classic.
I haven't had enough. I want more.
Oh, God.
See, that is the appropriate response, because that movie, it really does. That movie could cause ulcers. I'm surprised that it wasn't pulled from theaters. It's so suspenseful and just
infuriating.
Truly infuriating, but with such a satisfying payoff.
Yeah.
I mean, spoiler alert from the movie that came out in 2002, but she kills her abusive husband, and I can't think of a more satisfying payoff in film.
I'm sure something happened in, like, The Godfather.
Never seen it.
But
never seen it, but I did see.
It's so funny. I've never experienced a more satisfying payoff where it's like, I'm sure in, like, some classic, something amazing happens. It's like,
no.
No, enough. Starring Jennifer.
No, exactly. Well, the thing is, we need to redetermine what constitutes a classic. Because I feel like the classics, quote-unquote, are bullshit. It's like, who's watching the fucking black-and-white Nazi movie? Not me.
To Be Citizen or Not Kane? To Be,
is that
though,
what it is?
That to, was good.
To Be or Not to Be. That's Hamlet. That's Macbeth.
No, it's a movie about...
That's the title of the movie?
That's the title of the movie. It's like a comedy about Nazi era Europe. It's really good. It's really good.
Was it Charlie Chaplin?
No.
Sounds like a very deep cut.
It's very well known. Carol Lombard. It's really good. I love that movie.
Okay. I was talking about Citizen Kane.
Well,
is that what that movie's about?
You said a black and white Nazi movie. That's the first thing that came to my mind.
That's what we are here to determine, is what constitutes a classic. In your mind, black and white Nazi movie thinks of a great movie that apparently I've never heard of, whereas my mind, black and white Nazi movie comes as Citizen Kane, directed by Steven Spielberg, which I've, again, never seen. I also don't know if it's Citizen Kane.
Citizen Kane directed by Steven Spielberg?
Isn't that right? Or am I thinking of something else?
It's literally Orson Welles from, like,
1951. Oh. No. I swear. No, I've got this. Hang on. I am DPing this shit. No. Oh, Citizen Kane is 1940. Oh.
Jesus.
Oh shit. Oh yeah, you're right.
God. Yeah.
What is the movie I'm thinking of? Schindler's List, that's what I'm thinking of. Schindler's List is black and white and is about Nazis and is directed by Steven Spielberg. That's the one I've never seen. I've also never seen Citizen Kane.
Neither have I.
But again, we need to reconstitute what a classic is, because Enough, to me, is a classic. The Devil Wears Prada, to me, is a classic. These are the things that we need on Criterion. Can you remember can you imagine the Criterion cover of Enough?
I can picture it. Can, like, you, listeners?
I can just, there's a piece of cake next to a piece of pie, and it just says, Enough.
Oh my God. That's very clever, actually.
Thank you.
You should make, like, a mock-up and send it to them.
I really should. I mean, I have a lot of suggestions for Criterion, but that's a whole other topic.
Sure you do.
Will you do your impression of Juliette Lewis, or is it Sarah Paulson as Juliette Lewis in Cape Fear?
Oh my God. Wait, you're the guy that killed my mom's dog, right?
It's so accurate.
That's my impression of an impression.
It's so accurate. I love it. Ugh.
I love Juliette Lewis. Hate that she's a Scientologist. But
it's so disappointing.
Isn't it?
I mean, Scientology kind of lost, honestly, because I stopped watching Handmaid's Tale.
That's, yeah, same. So
it's like, right. And also, I just feel like...
But then we did watch Mission Impossible movies recently.
So oh, yeah.
They kind of won.
I totally kind of won. Yeah. And not only did we watch one Mission Impossible, we watched like four.
Yeah, we did.
We watched 1, 2, 3, and 4.
We didn't watch 2.
Oh, that's right. We watched 1, 3, and 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard 2 sucked. So yeah. I wasn't about to do that. And then I saw Keri Russell in 3, and she was...
And she died right quick.
I'm so upset.
Ugh, but you know, we'll always have our bad taste, and that means...
Speak for yourself.
That means kind of lusting after Tom Cruise just a little bit.
He looked really good. Which one did I say he looked really good
in? The fourth one, where he's wearing a lot of tank tops, and he has like longer hair.
He has like long hair. He does look really good in that
one. He does
look
good.
I can't lie.
What do you for a little bit of Tom? I almost said Tom Hanks.
A little bit of getting into some tomfoolery.
Can you imagine Tom Hanks like telling you that he's about to come?
Ew!
Like just that voice.
I literally am going to kill myself. I'm walking off.
That voice is so...
Oh my God.
I wish I had an impression. I just would be like, I'm going to come. I can't.
I'm going to kill.
I don't think Tom Hanks has orgasms.
Absolutely not.
He just gets his kicks by acting.
Yeah, that is disgusting.
Thank you.
Ew.
Thank you.
Ew.
He role plays Captain Phillips.
Rita Wilson is like the pirate. She's like, I'm the captain now.
She's just carrying like a fake plastic machete. She's like, I'm the captain now.
Yeah, I almost said, I thought you were going to say she was using a peg leg, but I'm like, it's not a literal pirate. Like a,
yeah, it's not like a Pirates of the Caribbean pirate. Yeah. That would be so funny though if he was just like, no, I want it to be more stereotypical, Rita.
Yeah,
that's
and
his
she
voice.
Comes in with like a pirate hat on her shoulder.
He's blindfolded and he hears like the
squawk
of her big leg on the floor.
Oh my God.
It's like, Phillips, is that you?
That's what the pirate says in the movie. He comes up and he goes, Captain Phillips, is that you?
He taps Tom Hanks on the shoulder very seductively. He licks his chin.
He's played by Juliette Lewis. Captain Phillips,
are you the guy that operated that boat? Or it's Larry Crown roleplay and Tom Hanks.
Oh my God. They ride around on the scooter naked.
And Rita Wilson is the scooter.
I was going to say they ride around on a scooter fully nude.
And they're both just like coming over every like speed bump.
Ew, that is fucking gross.
The scene is drenched. I'm sorry.
Why does anyone listen to this?
That's a great question. I wouldn't be surprised. We'll have to look at our stats and see when people stop listening in this
episode.
We have
to put a warning on this episode. We're gonna have to put a few trigger warnings in
the description. Sure. Warning, lots of talk about Tom Hanks and sexually. Oh, Lord. That reminds me, though, we actually do have to change our description, because when we started this podcast, it said we have to do something to fill the time until Ocean's 8 comes out, and Ocean's 8 is out.
Oh, my God. That is crazy. I didn't even think of that.
Isn't that crazy? It's like, I've been thinking about that a lot lately. It's like, you know, when you like hear about a film for the first time, you're like, oh, my God, that's forever away. It's never going to come out.
Literally, and then all the time.
Bing, bang, boom. Honey. It's here.
And it was so good.
It was so good.
It's really iconic.
It's so...
But I will use that word. I mean,
appropriate.
This cast is literally iconic, so...
It's like, it's so good. And also, I just... It's such a movie made for the gays and the girls. And
oh,
that
yeah, totally.
Is what I love about it.
It's like they robbed the Met Gala. Come on.
The fucking Met Gala.
That is the good. I'm sure every straight man in there was like, what's that?
They're like, oh,
for some reason, they were seeing Ocean's 8, but they were
yeah,
like,
why are they at a casino? He's like, the only places you can rob their bank and casinos. It's like, no, think outside the box,
bitch. Casinos, baby. It is so clever. And I love that Anna Wintour herself was in there.
Anna Wintour herself has a cameo. And her whole cameo is just her saying, please go away. I'm watching Roger Federer play tennis. It's amazing.
It's really funny.
It's just, I would watch it 15 times. I would watch it once a day for the rest of my goddamn life.
Wow. You know what? I would too. I agree.
So good. I can't wait for Ocean's 9, which there will be an Ocean's 9.
Yeah,
and I will
be
there opening night.
It's like, there's like such opportunity for so many iconic actresses to.
Oh my God. Absolutely. If you.
It's like.
If you could have like a couple choices for a ninth, who would you pick?
Busy Phillips.
Oh my God. That's such a good choice.
Lucy Liu.
I was gonna say that.
Charlize Theron.
Oh my God.
Theron, whatever. I was gonna say Jessica Chastain, but she has her own little spy movie coming out, so I don't know.
Oh, that's right.
But with that iconic cast. Yeah, I would say honestly Lucy Liu and Charlize Theron.
I
would
think
be
those
really
are
good.
Great choices. I would definitely do Lucy Liu myself.
Yeah,
or maybe
I agree.
Try to think of like again outside the box for an outside the box film franchise.
Holly Hunter,
Ali Lohan.
same caliber. Holly Hunter, Ali Lohan,
and maybe it's like they rob like a racetrack or something. And
why not Lindsay?
Again, outside the box, you would think that's an obvious choice for me, but no, Allie.
That's
because
not a box office draw.
If they rob a horse track, they can play Allie Lohan's All the Way Around.
I'm going to kill you. I've had it. Listeners, I am leaving this.
You guys watched Living Lohan?
I'm leaving this show.
Who the fuck watched Living Lohan besides me and three other people
in
the summer of 2008? And you, yeah, obviously.
The Maloofs.
The Maloofs. We both said Maloofs at the same time. We said the Maloofs at the same time.
Oh my God.
The Maloofs.
It's crazy. Was Adrienne Maloof ever on that show?
No, I don't think she was.
Ugh, what a waste.
It truly is such a waste, but.
Because I remember on Housewives when she was on, like there was a scene where she and the brothers were like auditioning some band or something. And I'm like, that could have been Ali Lohan.
That should have been Ali Lohan.
Yeah, for sure.
Should have.
For sure.
I mean, I feel like I've literally been making this joke for 10 years, but All the Way Around, her single is the Rim Job Anthem. This is the most crass episode we've ever done.
It's disgusting. It's like, does anyone know this Ali Lohan song?
It's really good.
It's a classic.
Do you guys want to hear it? Just the chorus? Just a little bit of the chorus?
Are you going to perform it?
No, I'm going to play it. Oh. I can't do justice to Ali Lohan. It's funny. I typed in Ali into Apple Music and I was like, why isn't she come up as the first result?
I mean, that's a good question. Who does?
I love that the single cover has Maloof music on it. She's got a great voice.
Uh-huh.
Here we go. Just to figure out how to get back where I started from. Oh my God.
Once in my lifetime.
I have heard it so many times. And you know what's actually funny is I just remembered a while before you and I fell in love. Do you remember that time that we were texting about Lohan Holiday? It was like in the heart of summer. It wasn't in the heart of summer. It was in November. And I remember this conversation went on for hours because it eventually transpired into us reading that New York Magazine article about Lindsay Lohan on the set of The Canyons.
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite.
Yeah. And we listened to Lohan Holiday. And that was great. There's a song on there.
Oh, right. The album.
Bring Lindsay Lohan that she never sings on.
Yeah.
There's a Silent Night reading by Dina Lohan.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Dina Lohan's like, she comes in the middle of the song. She's like, and the shepherds were watched on their flock. And they did that. It's so good.
That's like Teresa.
Very, I was going to say it's like Teresa Giudice or
however. Yeah. Yeah. Singing along to One Kiss.
One kiss is all it takes.
Found a life with me.
Possibility. I like life. That is so funny.
It was so good.
If you guys haven't seen that, I'm sure it's on YouTube. YouTube Teresa Giudice. That's G-I-U-D-I-C-E.
I love how you're doing the correct pronunciation.
I don't know any other way to pronounce it.
Giudice. Yeah. But yeah, on the show, she would always flip-flop, like it would be one thing, and then it would be...
Ooh.
Sorry, I'm drinking the melted ice from my iced coffee.
That's hot. Stay hydrated, girl.
It's not very hydrating, because they're not melting fast enough.
Oh, well. Listen, put it in the sun, in front of your window.
Or I could just get some water. That would work, too.
I mean, you gotta open your purse.
I finished that. Oh, no, there's still a little left.
Dive into that old Dooney and Burke and grab your water. Reach into that grubby Michael Kors.
Yeah, my dusty, dirty secondhand Michael
Kors. That Coach bag you bought from TJ Maxx.
Yes.
And you get your water. You reach your little grubby hands in there. Oh my god, Nick Jonas is so hot.
Oh my god, are we going to keep this in?
Sure.
We should expose ourselves.
I did on Twitter yesterday. You did. Yeah, you posted screenshots of him with a Wendy reaction picture.
I did.
No, I'm ready to live my truth. In 2017, I'm all about living my truth when it comes to men. And I'm out here saying, I want my smithereens smashed by Nick Jonas. Again, the most crass episode we've ever done.
I'm holding back. Something about I feel like this is a dark secret that I'm not ready to expose. I don't want to make this public information.
You guys listen to Liberation.
Zane put out a cover of Me, Myself, and I by
Beyonce. Oh my god, I just saw that this morning. That was the first thing I saw when I checked Twitter. That's hungover, crazy. Laying in my bed. I was like, what is this shite?
It's really a mess.
Like, girl. First of all, no one's checking for Zane.
No one is.
In this, the small amount that they were in 2016, yeah. No one cares a bit about
it. Yeah. It's like the second album, which is never happening.
It's like you broke up with Gigi Hadid, no one cares. You put Lola Kirk in a music video.
Jemima Kirk.
Oh, sorry, was it Jemima?
It was Jemima. Yeah,
there's 15,000 fucking Kirks.
I stand the Kirk sisters.
I do too. One of them is married to Penn Badgley.
That's Domino.
That's such stupid names.
I don't think Jemima and Lola are stupid.
I think Lola's a cute name. I think Jemima is also kind of cute, but I don't think Domino is a cute name.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's her
best. Imagine if you were named after a Jessie J song. Yikes.
Somehow I don't think that's what her parents were going for.
I do.
back in like 1980, whatever she was born.
I think they actually just gave birth to a new daughter. Do it like a dude, Kirk.
That song. Oh my god! Remember we were just saying that like I like that song. I was driving the other day and like it came on shuffle and I was trying to get into it, but I just her voice.
And you crashed your car.
Her voice is so irritating. It's
screeching.
Yeah, and I'm like I can't really get into this. Like I thought I, like, I used to. Her voice is...
I know. I don't think I could either.
It's not enjoyable.
I want to try and do an impression of Jessie J's voice in that song. Okay.
Okay.
I have to get in the right headspace. She's like, I can do it like a brother.
It's very, like...
She sounds like a...
Do it like a dude. It's like...
It's like someone taught a parrot a whole song. And then that parrot laid the track down.
Yeah, they're like, make every word sound not how it's supposed to sound.
Yeah.
And that's how she sings.
She is really one of the most infuriating artists.
Yeah, but she won that Chinese talent show.
Yeah, the
joke's on us.
That is the funniest fucking thing. Jessie J competed on a Chinese singing show as herself and won.
And she won. So,
I mean, good for her. Speaking of winners, Drag Race happened.
Yeah.
And we're so happy that it did. Aquaria killed it. And we can spoil it because if you haven't seen it by now, prepare for a fucking spoiler.
Yeah. Miss Bitch. Miss Aquaria.
I was expecting a little bit more of a reaction from you, but...
No, I love Aquaria, but it's just like, it's like, okay, she won.
Yeah. I mean, I thought she did a great job. I just feel
like I'm not as invested... Like, I'm really happy she won, but I'm just kind of like, all right, great. She won. She snatched it. Now she has a song.
You're an insane person.
I know.
All season, we've been raving about Aquaria. And I then love she wins, Aquaria. And you're like,
but it's over now. So I'm just like, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I just thought she did an amazing job. I mean, she lit off a sparkler at the top of the song. Again, this is also in reference to Jessie J. Lit off a sparkler. Bang. She hit every single move. She had confetti cannons that didn't feel like a cheap reveal.
Yeah.
She is just so, like, in that lip sync, there's two other people lip syncing and you literally cannot look at anyone but Aquaria. I mean, part of that is editing, but part of that is also she's just such an amazing performer.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think she's an FIT.
Yeah. She's definitely one of the most consistent, I think, contestants, like, ever on the show.
Absolutely. Every look was killer.
Yeah, she nailed every runway. I thought she was good in the competition.
But you're over it. You've had it.
I don't know. It's like, all right.
It's okay. It's been, honestly, we've been so saturated with Drag Race for months.
It's everywhere.
It's time for a break.
It's everywhere. And don't do a fucking All Stars 4, RuPaul. Please don't.
Don't do an All Stars 4 unless it's like 3 years from now.
Yeah, we don't want that.
That was like one of the worst seasons of television I've ever bore witness to. It was a
goddamn mess.
I like Trixie. I just didn't even give a shit.
Yeah. It was a mess.
It was a hot mess.
It was a mess. I mean, talk about finales that are so stupid and the way that they choose the winner. It's like, what the
Americans?
Fuck was... There was no winner on the... Well, I mean, I guess there was on the Americans.
I don't know yet. I still have to watch it.
You are a fool. It is...
Oh, sorry. I haven't watched 6 seasons of television.
So good. It's like it's worth your time.
Well, now that it's over, I can watch it.
Sure, I get. Yeah,
but I don't like starting shows that I know are gonna end soon, and like in the middle, like it feels like it's not worth my time.
But it is.
I catch up and I have to go back to a regular viewing schedule, which I hate.
Okay. Yeah. No, I can see that.
You spoil yourself by binging, and then when you get caught up, it's like now I have to wait a fucking week.
Yeah, that's
or worse,
true.
Until the next season airs, it's like,
that's what I did with Drag Race when I started watching Drag Race season 7. I like
Same
binged
here.
It. Yeah, and then like I got caught up like in the middle of the season. I'm like, oh, okay, I have to wait. That's
exactly.
Okay. That's fair. But I feel like The Americans is like, it's not like Drag Race where it's like you just want to watch, like, it's like you have to watch the next one. And blah, 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 blah. It's like,
true.
I feel like it's really good. I mean, literally, I'm not exaggerating. Every single episode is really good. I don't think there was a single bad episode of that show.
I believe you. Listen, Carrie Russell.
She better win a fucking Emmy.
Matthew Rice. Son of Anne Rice.
Yeah, that's him. But yeah, I love that show. I miss it. The finale was so good. It was perfect.
I'm satisfying. So glad. That makes me happy because that I love a satisfying finale.
Oh, yes. It was very satisfying.
I can't stand an unsatisfying finale.
Agreed.
Veronica Mars, ladies and gentlemen. Ugh, luckily, we got a movie. Anyway.
I don't know.
No one knows what I'm talking about. You've never seen that.
Reference.
No one knows it because no one watched it. That's why it got canceled.
I feel like people watched the Veronica Mars series.
They did not. That's why
I got canceled. Oh, did they jump ship? Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, it moved from UPN to the CW back when the CW first became the CW.
Wait, but did it everything? I thought the CW was UPN.
I think it was, but I think it was a lot, but because they were different channels, like fully.
Okay.
Because the CW transformed to the CW from the WB. Remember that?
I thought WB. It was UPN because I just think of Top Model.
Well, yeah, UPN also went to the CW. I think there must have been some like weird merger, but the CW turned us to the CW from the WB. Because the WB used to have Gilmore Girls, Seventh Heaven. The WB was my shit as a preteen.
Shit.
I didn't watch Smallville on the WB, but I do love the Allison Mack case. Has there been any developments on that lately? I would love to know more.
I haven't noticed any. Ugh, but it's like, that God. Seems like a real...
That's my favorite story of 2018.
It's really crazy and good, but... Yeah,
Smallville star starts a sex cult where she brands women with a cauterizing pen.
It's fucking crazy. But
it's fucking crazy.
I'm like, when's the court case?
Is the court case? When's the Netflix miniseries coming out?
Are they going to court?
Probably not. She's probably just going to jail for life.
Yeah, I guess.
I think she's definitely going to court. I just don't know when.
Yeah, I haven't seen any updates.
Gotta turn on my Google alerts for Allison Mack. Those Google alerts she's had in a while.
Absolutely.
It's so funny. Her Instagram is so funny.
No, it's scary to look at. It's like,
no, her Instagram is so funny. She's like posing in mirrors. She's like, coffee break. She's like, lunch with mom. Amazing to have such a supportive woman in my corner. Meanwhile, this bitch is like running a sex cult where she is cutting women up. With her initials, it's like the craziest shit. It's so funny. Scary. And I love all of the comments on her Instagram that are like, there's not going to be any coffee in jail, crazy lady.
Yeah, I mean, that's like people on Anna Delvey's.
Lunch with mom is going to turn into visits with mom.
Yeah. That's like people on Anna Delvey's Instagram, which somehow she's still posting from.
Again, someone definitely has her password. Yeah. It was funny. I saw like a headline that was like, Rikers Island official says that Anna Delvey Instagram post didn't come from their jailhouse. It's like, yeah, no shit.
It. Yeah, I saw the thing. It was like, how is Anna Delvey posting from Rikers? It's like, I don't think she is.
It's called someone else having a password.
Yeah.
This shouldn't be a news article.
Yeah. The most Sleepless recent post. Yeah. The most recent post on our Instagram is it's like an address for like fan mail. And it's to write Anna Delvey, she will not be accepting any visitors from the media and or strangers at this time. And it's not to Rikers, I don't think.
Huh.
I don't know where this is to, but then the caption on the Instagram is Tyra Mail.
Tyra Mail. I'm so tired, you guys.
Working so hard, you guys.
I'm just so tired.
God, Tyra!
Oh my God, Tyra! Somebody get her some water. Tyra, we're gonna learn about acting. Learn about acting.
Oh, that is.
I love in that clip because when she's like, "We're gonna learn about acting," one of the girls is like, "We're going where?" Like she thought it was time for the trip. We're party. We're going where? Where?
That is really so funny.
I really would love to rewatch some Top Model.
I love Top Model. That was my shit.
It's the gift that keeps giving. Lightweight makeup.
Lightweight makeup. Yeah, that actually used to be on reruns on what channel? But like
probably
all
the CW.
Yeah, I guess. Like all the time, and that's all I would watch.
Ugh, a memory from like 2009 or something that I hold very, that I cherish is like, I remember one time I came home, it was like August, so I was still out of school. I got the latest issue of Nylon in the mail, and Top Model was on a marathon on TV.
What's your favorite cycle?
It's gotta be 1 through 5, because I think the early years are so like unpolished, and they just have like a bigger budget.
Yeah.
Which I loved. And I also just, I love the contestants. Like I love, I love Takara. I love Yaya. I love, Shandy. Shandy. Yeah. Shandy! Who cheats on her boyfriend in Rome or whatever with the model. And then she calls him and he's like, "You did what?" And he's like crying on the phone. He's like, "You couldn't resist not cheating on me." It's such good television. I love the uber Christian lady in like season one.
Robin, who
like did not look like a model, and she just, it's like, no, you're not a model. And then she just kept running around and telling who is the winner of cycle one? Who used to have that live journal account where she posted?
No. Cycle one was the girl who was married to the guy from Brady Bunch, and they had their own show.
Oh, that's right. Fuck.
Oh, I don't want to look it up because I want to remember.
I do too. No, I'm gonna remember.
I looked it up. I saw.
What is it?
Adrian. Adrian Curry. Yeah.
Yes, Adrian Curry. Obvious. Ugh. But she must have come in second place. Who was that other girl? The one with the short hair, she had like short black hair.
Shannon Stewart came in second. And then.
Was it Shannon?
Elise,
that's who I'm thinking of. Oh, yes. Okay. Elise, who like went into the, it was so funny, she went into the confessional and she's like, "Robin, stop telling me all of your Christian bullshit." She's like, "God's not real. I'm an atheist." It's so funny. I love that. Respeito. I feel like we've talked about this on the podcast before, but.
We probably have.
Eve is a star.
I don't remember her.
Eva. I meant Eva.
Oh, yeah, of course. Not Eve. Eve, yeah.
I meant Eva. Her and Anne wrote in the Anorexic Girls brownies.
Oh my god.
They wrote "clean your shit" in the brownies. Right. And she's like, "Who wrote in my brownies?" They were like a bunch of money because they're vegan. And then they all went out to dinner and Yaya was wearing her Respeito shirt. And she's like, they're all just like, "We want to know what your shirt says." She's like, "It means respect. I think there's a huge lack of that in the house." And that season also had the Antiem's Amabushi commercial.
That's iconic.
It's so good. You'll swear it's candy. If you guys have not seen it, please YouTube Antiem Amabushi. It's so funny. The girls eat this like pickled plum or something. And they have to be like, it's so amazing.
Yeah, I really like
that's cycle what I felt eight. Was lacking. Oh, cycle eight, because cycle eight had eight. What's her name, didn't it?
Cycle eight has Jesseline. It has It has Natasha. Some people have war in their countries.
Oh, that was cycle eight?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Oh my god.
Jael, who
I just want to let you know that some people have war in their countries.
Jael, who upon a Google search, she was on Dr. Phil. She's a recovering meth addict. It has Renee, who's now like in prison or whatever.
Yes. Oh my god, Renee, who is also a crazy drug addict.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like Cycle 8.
Cycle 8 is really good. I told the cab driver to wait for me there and he waited down the block. That's why I'm late. I just want to let you know that some people have war in their countries. Oh my god.
What a hoot.
Cycle 3, who had a, I forget her name, but I think it's so funny. They were on the Go-Sees, and she was like, it was the, oh, what is her name? She's the girl who's like, this is my signature walk. It's what's going to get me famous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then when they yelled at her, and she goes back on the Vespa outside, and she's like, whatever, I've seen worse. And then she just scoots away. It's so funny.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, cycle 3 is with Tara. Yeah, that's right.
I mean, yes, it does, girl.
Wow.
And they also make them go to, like, Japan and say the whole, like, Campbell soup commercial in Japanese.
Oh, yeah. Then, like, it's like why can't you do this?
And they had no rehearsal time. They're, like, reading off of cue cards. They're like, why are you speaking fluent pronunciation with Japanese?
So funny what what Jay Manuel expects of these girls.
It's insane. And what's her name? The first supermodel, Janice Dickinson, is like yelling at them. She's like, back in the '80s when I was outside Studio 54, I was speaking Japanese all the time. Okay,
it's like, what are you talking about?
It's like, Janice, you're fully on like,
yeah,
coke right now.
I also love that photo shoot from Cycle 3 with the tarantulas. It's like a jewelry photo shoot. That's one of my favorites. That's one of my favorites.
Oh god. I loved it. I loved Early Top Model because Early Top Model was like a modeling competition mixed with like Fear Factor.
It literally is. I'm like, why do you have a tarantula other than just scaring the shit out of me?
Exactly. And that was the whole point. And it's genius.
Tyra Banks is a...
is a fucking crazy person.
Evil mastermind.
God, remember when it moved to VH1 and she was like, I'm letting Rita Ora take over the show. It's in capable hands. And then the next season literally she was like, one season I'm back as the host.
As she should be.
I watched like the first six episodes of the Rita Ora season and it was so... I used to have a video on my phone. I don't have it anymore, but she was like, she was like preparing the girls for a photo shoot.
For
it
what?
It was so funny. For a photo shoot, and it was so funny because she was like, she had like pictures of celebrities, and she's like, today we're going to be talking about signature looks, and she's like, you'll be doing your photo shoot as your signature look, which you have to determine. A signature look is this or this or this, and she's like, Beyonce with her gorgeous blonde locks, or me with blonde hair and red lips. It's like, no one knows that that's your signature. You're not famous for this.
It's also like, that's not a signature in the first place.
It's not. She's like, and literally, it was so funny because she, like, the other people she lists off, like, had, like, signature looks. And she's like, or me with blonde hair and red lips.
Like, what?
It was so funny.
That is such a weird choice. Rita Ora is
really was.
Model.
But they really, I remember that season, they had a really cool, like, avant-garde fashion photo shoot in, like, a supermarket that Nicola Formichetti shot, and it was so, it was an actually good photo shoot.
Wow, yeah, I feel like I haven't seen anything past, like, cycle 10.
Yeah, I mean, Niall DeMarco, but...
Yeah, well, I know him.
He's just a thirst trap.
Yeah, I obviously know who that is, but yeah.
I watched that whole season, weirdly.
Oh, wow.
What's wrong with me?
That's crazy.
Thank you. I mean, they have Ashley Judd.
Ashley Judd?
No, not Ashley Judd. Who's the Ashley that they have as a judge? It's not Ashley Judd.
Ashley Graham?
Ashley Graham. That's the full-figured plus-size model.
Yeah. No, I know.
There is a judge. Not actually a judge.
I mean, that's...
I wish.
That's an actually qualified judge on, like, Rita Ora.
Winona Judd's top model.
What season was that girl with, like, the big eyes on? She's, like, a top war girl.
Yeah. She's Creepy Sham.
Yeah.
What was... Oh, fuck. I feel like it was, like, 11.
Yeah.
And then she was on, like, All Stars, which was, like, 14.
I didn't watch
What was her... What's her name? Allison.
Allison, yeah.
We've really alienated a large group of our listeners.
5-hour conversation about...
Just a deep dive into top model.
Yeah. Is this relatable? I feel like I started it with reading Anna Delvey's Tyra Mail Instagram caption.
It's you really did, but you know what? It was worth it.
Tyra Mail.
You guys, Tyra Mail.
Ah, yeah.
They're all screaming, they all run downstairs.
RuPaul learned.
Ugh, RuPaul couldn't do it. Tired of RuPaul.
Yeah.
We need Asia O'Hara's Drag Race.
Yeah, it's time for someone new.
We need some fresh meat because RuPaul just is not cutting it.
He'll never let go of this show for as long as he lives.
We really will have to pry this show from his cold, dead hands.
Season 32 of Drag Race.
I know. Did you see that it was renewed through like season 14? And I felt like that screen grab of Mindy Kaling in The Office when she's like, I'm going to look amazing. Like, that was my reaction. I was like, can you imagine season 14 of Drag Race? I'm tired just thinking about it. Will I watch?
Sorry. Of course.
But I don't know. I mean, I'm a late comer to Drag Race in general, so I don't really have any room to talk. Like, I started watching season 7.
Well, yeah, me too. But then I watched, like, all the previous seasons simultaneously. I went full psycho mode, and I just watched them so quickly.
Simultaneously?
I swear.
Were switching back between, like, 4, 5, and 6, like, at once?
I swear to God I was. I don't... Well, no, it's because I think once I got caught up with 7 and I was, like, waiting in between, like, episodes or something, I feel like I watched, like, every previous season in rapid succession.
Interesting.
Like,
I mean,
like
I did
whole
the exact
in a day.
Thing. Oh, I did the same thing.
Yeah. Did you know that Miss J has a child named Boris?
Oh, what? Huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Miss J?
Miss J, yeah.
A child? With whom?
Okay.
This is like when I found out Karama from Queer Eye had a child with a woman.
Yeah. Well, no, this is okay, so on the Tyra Banks show, Miss J and his ex-boyfriend donated sperm to a French lesbian who wanted a child. And Jay's ex is the biological father.
I can't believe that. I missed the Tyra Banks show. That's something that we need to come back.
Yes and no.
No, absolutely. It's full yes. Just not enough good... I feel like we haven't... There's every talk show besides The Talk that has launched in like the last 10 years has like... been canceled. Like, we have no more Kris Jenner. We have no more Bethany.
No more Bethany, yeah.
Like, it's all just fallen by the wayside. And I think if Tyra had that perfect balance of craziness and seriousness, which was... I feel like I'm about to go on another deep dive Tyra Banks related, but remember when she gave them all Vaseline?
Ooh, yeah, that's the most iconic moment from that show, aside from...
I would argue that there are many more.
Well, no, it's... In my head, it's that moment, and then the moment with Naomi Campbell.
To be honest, Naomi, I'm still fearful of you to this day. And Naomi's
just
like, that's not my problem.
Yeah, she's just like, okay.
She's like, that's not my problem. She's like, I'm sorry. It's so funny. Tyra's like, I'm going to reveal to you all my number one beauty secret.
Number
and I'm going to give the audience... And she's like... Are you ready? Look under your chairs. Vaseline!
It's my eye and anything cream. She rubs her elbows. I watched it many times.
She's like, but your Vaseline is studded in Swarovski crystal.
But she just like starts screaming and like rolling around the steps of the audience. That's my favorite part.
Vaseline!
She's like,
and they're all
like, she just
the
rolls.
Audience is trying to pretend that they're interested. So
I think I think they are. I think it was so funny.
And when she goes, when she pretends to be a homeless person,
oh,
and then she goes
yeah,
to
the
Skid
undercover
Row in LA.
Oh my God. Speaking of Mad TV sketches, have you ever seen the Mad TV sketches of the Tyra Banks show?
No.
Oh my God.
I feel like I'm late period Mad TV. I'm like,
I feel like I'm a Mad TV
historian.
I just introduced Coleman to the Mad TV sketch Laguna Biatch,
which
my
was
favorite.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Jessica,
Jessica.
Nicole Parker as Kristen Cavallari is
so funny.
Chef's kiss. Mwah, I love
it. It's so good. But yeah, there's a Mad TV sketch. I think they might have done more than... It's actually pretty offensive, but it's Tyra going undercover as a Jew.
Oh, God.
As a Jewish person. And she goes to Olive Garden. It is so funny. We have to watch it. Like,
I will watch it as soon as we are done recording this.
It's really, really funny. I quote it all the time to my mom. And
that sounds incredible. I mean, the undercover episodes in general were just
those were
amazing.
Absolutely iconic. I'm going undercover as a man.
It's so funny. She's like, I'm a homeless person on Skid Row in LA. And she's like, just 40 minutes from my house is Skid Row. And then she's like, she brings cameras there. And she's like, I wonder if these kids can tell that I'm not really homeless. It's like, yeah, there's cameras recording it. And then she's like, what's that on the ground? A crack pipe? She's like, you see that a lot around here? And the kids are like, yeah, it's blackened, so someone threw it out. And she's like, what does that mean? And she's like, someone smoked it. And she's like, that's how you know someone smoked it, is when it's blackened out like that. You guys see that a lot around here?
She goes undercover as a stripper is really funny.
As a stripper, she goes undercover as a fat person.
It's so good. Those were really good episodes.
She is the craziest fucking human. She's Remember when crazy. She did Thanksgiving with Clay Aiken?
No.
You have to remember this. It was Thanksgiving. She posted on her Instagram story. She was having Thanksgiving with Clay Aiken.
This past Thanksgiving?
Yes. It was so funny. She's like, I made the mac and cheese, and Clay shouts from the background. He's like, it's store bought. And she's like, no, I made it, Clay. And he's like, I'm doing Thanksgiving with Tyra.
Oh my God, what in the world?
It's amazing.
That's really funny. I didn't know that.
I definitely sent it to you, so you have a bad memory, but
that's true. That is true.
We always get the most iconic Instagram stories around the holidays. Around Christmas is when we found out that Azealia Banks was killing chickens in her closet.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We found out that Luann was arrested on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a great Christmas Eve.
That's iconic.
That was amazing. I was at work early. I found out... Oh.
God. Where were you when you heard the news?
This is our 9/11.
As if 9/11 didn't happen in our lifetime. Like,
exactly.
This is
we're like, where were you on 12/24?
When Luann got arrested.
When we found out that Luann de Lesseps got arrested, slipped her handcuffs. She slipped them. She slipped them.
She slipped them. She's running.
She's running. God, that really is the funniest. The editing of that episode when it was like,
oh, she's yeah, like, when yeah, they I'm cut just, to the footage.
She's
yeah.
like, I'm so happy I'm in my new apartment. I'm going down to Jupiter. And yeah, I'm just
brother having
happy.
A great New Year's. And then it was like they did like storm clouds over
yeah,
the city.
They did
and
literal then, storm clouds. It was yeah. 48 hours later.
Yeah. And then they cut to the footage of her being arrested. Footage. Oh my God. My God.
It doesn't get any better. Like Mariah Carey once said, it don't get any better.
Yeah. but yeah, that's a show everyone needs to be watching. Everyone is watching New York Housewives.
Absolutely. I've said it before and I'll say it again. It's more compelling than almost all television that's on
that's
TV
true.
Right now.
That is true.
Well, listen, do you have anything else you want to get into?
My eye is twitching, which probably means I've been staring at my computer screens too long.
I love that.
That's what happens.
Just a little cute little twitch.
Just a little twitch. Is that
relatable?
Have
you had too much caffeine?
I only had one coffee.
As did I, and yet I can feel myself...
Are you twitching?
No, I'm not twitching. I'm more hyper aware of my state of being than I would like to be.
Okay, interesting.
Yes, my computer's also on 9%. So that's
gotta
fun.
Plug it in, girl.
Plug it in, plug it in. Do you guys remember that? Late Airwick.
Anyone remember that?
Do you guys remember that reference?
I just, oh my God, this is really off topic, but just like talking about commercials, I just saw like an old YouTube video where Elizabeth Moss was in an Excedrin commercial.
I know that one.
Had completely like I had no, like I forgot, but like at the time I didn't really know who she was anyway, but it's like, I've forgot that was her.
It's so vivid.
I know. And I was like, I've seen that commercial so many times, and
it's so funny. She's like, oh, another headache.
If you're a migraine sufferer, you know what? It's like, it's so, it's great.
And she's like doing her most demure kind of acting. She's like, if you're a migraine sufferer, you know what it's like.
It's effective.
Excedrin.
It's effective. She was good.
She was good, but you know what? She's not good enough for me to keep going on The Handmaid's Tale.
Well, this show is just too...
It's so gratuitous. I think it's crazy because what was so brilliant about the first season is that it felt like so timely and so like, I mean, it was so well acted. And now they've taken that and they ran with it. And they're like, we're going to scare you about politics in the future. And it's like, fuck you.
It's too much. It's, I was just like, too much. Every time I watched it, I just got an anxiety attack. So I'm like, why am I watching this?
The worst anxiety attack. Like,
it's horrible.
And then Marisa Tomei was up for an episode. It's all too much.
I mean, that was good.
As soon as they had Alexis Bledel being separated from her wife at the airport because they had a gay marriage, I was like, I need to stop watching this.
All right. It's
just saying that gave me anxiety.
It's way too much right now. So yeah, sorry.
Well, ending on a great note. The cover for this episode is going to be amazing. We've discussed so much.
So many weird topics.
So Auntie M, Jennifer Lopez, Elizabeth Moss, and the Excedrin
commercial.
I feel like
J-Lo has been on every cover of
that I've made for this show. Absolutely has. And she fucking deserves it. Again, I just want, I also, J-Lo, if you're listening, I know you are. Please stop doing music. You make the same song over and over again, put out as a single. You don't have any more albums. You stick to what you're good at, acting.
I can't wait for her buddy comedy with Leah Remini.
It's going to be so good. That I know we have had on a cover is her and Leah Remini.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely, absolutely.
We really do talk about J-Lo on every single episode. It's so funny.
We do. I also need to rethink the covers. I don't know. We'll talk about it. But...
We will. I like the format of them.
Thank you so much.
You do such great work.
Oh God, thanks.
I've had. Do you know Good Hit by J-Lo from her album Love? I've had that in my head for like a week.
I can't say I know how it goes.
Well, you'll have to listen to it.
All right. I'll do it off the air.
I love it. Well, you guys, here we are again, another episode. It's so funny. Like a week and a half ago, we were like, we really want to put one out before the end of Pride Month. Here we are recording on July 1st.
Every month is Pride Month when you're gay.
Well, we love you. See you on Lohan Island.
See you there, guys.
Thank you for listening.